Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the promoter from Ararat Bullring in Virginia, Langley Austin. Then we'll speak with Dixieland Speedway track champion Holly Weiss, and we'll have a conversation with ASCS Sprint Car winner Zach Dalm. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Georgia at Sonoya. Jonathan Davenport and Joseph Brown, big wins there. Livonia, Devin Morgan and Mike Oglesby getting the checkers. Hayden Ownby and Cooper Twiggs getting big wins at I-75 in Tennessee. Cherokee Speedway in South Carolina, the inaugural Freddie Smith Memorial goes to Chris Ferguson. Justin Mintz wins at Sumter. Florence goes to Jacob Derrick and Jeff Melton. Carter Brown wins at Auburndale in Florida. Marion Nicole Jackson, Cody Gray wins Hendry. And at New Smyrna, it's Cole Butcher. Natural Bridge in Virginia to Justin Williams. And at Ararat last weekend, $10,000 winner Bentley Cottle. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the promoter from Virginia's Ararat Bullring, Langley Austin. Hey, Langley, welcome back to the show. Love your facility, but remind folks first and foremost where you're at.
We're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you get to drive out in the middle of nowhere from wherever you're at. We're about 12 miles, northeast of Mount Airy. You know, beautiful area, beautiful scenic views. But it's not the easiest place to get to, and that's one of the biggest challenges we face. But once people find us out in Ararat, Virginia, they want to come back.
And the views of Pilot Mountain coming up there, yep. And looking around, yep. It's like just a nice country drive, and then you come to this racetrack that is laid out just beautiful. Get to see some of the mountains in the distance, and we're chatting with the promoter from that facility in Ararat, Virginia, the Ararat Bullring, Langley Austin. And you got a post-Thanksgiving party you're working on there, the Dirty Turkey Derby with the Ridge Runner Rumble. What the heck is that? You going to have folks that didn't get along at the Thanksgiving table out there fighting with each other?
Pretty much. It's going to be like the Hatfields and McCoys out there. It's a new late model series that we've got set up for 2026 to bounce back and forth between, Oak Level Raceway and Ararat Bullring. And plus we've added in with Raceway, and there's possibility that we may add in a couple other racetracks. But it's maybe one step down from super late models. It's really close to that. It's not a crate, but it's not a super. And it's the perfect car for Ararat Bullring, because it's going to put on a great show. And we got a bunch of bigger names that are planning on coming and running in this show. So the Ridge Runner late models, I think, is off to a really good start.
And that's going to be something Friday and Saturday, November 28th and 29th, the weekend right after Thanksgiving, Ararat Bullring, Ararat, Virginia, just north of Mount Airy, Pilot Mountain there on the other side of the border between North Carolina and Virginia. A big, big event, and they are set up there to do things just right. Langley Austin, the promoter of the Ararat Bullring, is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So Friday night, you start with some racing and some different classes than on Saturday, so it's kind of a couple of different menus on the post-Thanksgiving plate. What's happening on Friday?
Friday's first of two, full days of racing. Got, crate late models, super streets, which is like a mix between asphalt super streets, which is asphalt late model stocks that are, kind of have no rules, and then the Mideast / Cruza, type street stocks, Renegades, other things like that can fit in there. Crown Vicks, our stock fours, which are basically like the CI, the Hornets, great great mix. You know, you go from the late models to the, you know, older style street stocks to Crown Vics, which, I mean, everybody's fallen in
And
love with Crown
every
Vics.
class looks different. You don't see the
Yes.
same cars or what looks like same cars just making laps around. You're never bored. You've always got something new to look at, and that's going to be really cool on Friday, November 28th. But November 29th at the Ararat Bullring, you got that Ridge Runner Rumble cooking.
Yep, thanks to Daniel's Auto Glass and Tint, it'll be a 4,000 to win, a Ridge Runner late model race, and then we've got the 602 mods coming in for a bigger paying show. SCDRA rules front wheel drive class and a 1500 to win rear wheel drive enduro. Pretty good lineup in my opinion, and all those cars are different too, and that's very important to me. I'm glad you pointed that out because I think that sometimes race fans that you know, aren't going to races, you know, and aren't just, you know, all the way in it. You know, they go to the track and they have no idea what the cars are, but you can clearly tell what everything is when you get there at next
Ararat,
weekend.
Ararat's Bullring out in the middle of beautiful country. And I could vouch that the bathrooms there are very well kept and maintained and
Yes.
worth making the trip out to see our friend Langley Austin, the promoter of the Ararat Bullring, for the Dirty Turkey Derby. It's going to be amazing. That is the Saturday or Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving at the Ararat Bullring. And Langley, you know, chatting with you earlier in the year was your first kind of, you know, dip in from coming from a pavement side, but the year turned out to be great. What do you think was the tweak that helped things along the most? Was it, you know, something that you did or maybe something you didn't do? What has been the surprise that has helped this track really, you know, plant itself in a lot of folks' minds?
I think it's mostly been the racers, you know. The racers had stepped up. I mean, they stepped up and showed up, and they showed out when they showed up, and they just put on a great show, and they allowed me to do my job promoting and telling people about how great it is and how cool the racetrack is, and you know, just being able to tell that story. It's all about telling the story of what you're trying to do, and they allowed me to do it, and I think that's the biggest thing.
Langley, where can they look on the internet to get more information and to keep up with what you got going?
Yeah, you can check out AratBullring.com or AratBullring on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever it's called now. You know, all those places.
Take a trip and a drive past Pilot Mountain and go up and see the Ararat Bullring's Turkey Derby or Dirty Turkey Derby, November 28th to 29th. A great show, the Ridge Runner Rumble. Langley Austin on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Taggett. Which way is he going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoffs.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com for your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. On the same night, her father won his third championship at the track called Dixieland Speedway in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, about the farthest track almost out into the ocean point of North Carolina, the dirt track there. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the newly crowned Super Street champion of that facility, Holly Weiss. And hey, Holly, welcome to the show. And before we even get going about the racing and all the emotion, you're running a street car on dirt. That help us understand what you're driving.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, we started with a Nova chassis with a Camaro front clip. And then about halfway through the year, some good people came into my life, and we now have an old asphalt late model turned into a dirt car.
Wow. It's a sharp-looking dirt car, pink and white on the track there, and she wheeled it all the way to her first win and her first career championship in the Super Street division at Elizabeth City, North Carolina's dirt track. Holly Weiss, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. And as I had mentioned earlier in this, Dad wins his championship on the same night. Is it easier doing your part to win your championship and harder to watch his? What's that like?
Yeah, I definitely think, and he could relate to this too, it's definitely hard to watch a loved one race because it is just so nerve-wracking. I was nervous about securing my championship because I had an 18-point lead. So, I mean, I had a little bit of a buffer there, but Dad had a bigger buffer, so he was more worried about me than I was worried about him that night, for sure.
Holly Weiss, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Both of the Weisses got it done and got championships at that track at Elizabeth City, North Carolina over the season there. A fantastic feat for one, but to do it both, pretty darn cool. And speaking of Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Well, speaking about the dynamic between daughter and father, and how about driver and driver? Do you give him the same looks at home, if you're not happy with something, as you do when he starts telling you about one way to drive versus the other? Or is it vice versa? How does that all work when you got to have all those dynamics working at once?
Yeah, it definitely makes for an interesting dynamic. It took us a while to learn how to communicate. I want to say respectfully, I guess. My dad has so many friends that have been around me growing up, and they all give me advice, but it's a little different when it comes from your own father. You almost, don't want to believe it at a point, but once I started listening to him, it changed the course of my racing career. And now we have a super healthy relationship when it comes to advice. And now that I've gotten a little better, I tell him stuff sometimes, and when he listens, it's a confidence booster for me too.
Well, and Dad should, because he's got a championship daughter like he is a champion as well. Sharing information, always a great thing. And Holly Weiss and her dad, Joe, used to get to grab championships together this year at Elizabeth City, North Carolina's Dixieland Speedway on that dirt, making it go. And one of the really neat things that I saw in one of the write-ups that you said was racing isn't just something that the Weiss family does. Help folks understand what you mean by that statement.
I like to say that racing is not just what we do, it's our life. Me, my dad, my brother, we all race, and our grandfathers have raced. It's just a super important part of our daily lives. We go to work, we get off, we work on the race car just to have a little bit of experience every other weekend or every weekend with our family, our friends, our fans, our supporters. It's just super humbling to be able to have everyone come together and have the time of our lives in a hobby that we are grateful enough to be able to participate in.
Wow. And participate all the way to a championship for both Holly and her dad, Joe, at Elizabeth City, North Carolina's Dixieland Speedway. Guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Another thing, I believe it was Brian White and you were talking on the front stretch at the track when you got the championship, points that night and all, was about the fans and the connection that you and they seem to have together. What can you tell us about that?
I was overwhelmed this year about the support from my fan base. I was really unaware about how many fans I had in the stands every Friday night. And one of the most important things to me that stuck out that Brian White asked me, who is a great announcer in that, but he asked me about young girls. What am I wanting young girls to hear? And I just want them to hear that we as women and young girls can be in the sport and we can do well in it too. And to have young girls come up to me at the racetrack and tell me that I'm inspiring them, or they want to be a race car driver too, or they want to do whatever it is that's outside the norm, that means more than any win I've ever gotten.
Wow. Powerful words and great advice from Holly Weiss, the track champion at Dixieland Speedway, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, wheeling it all the way to the championship at 20 years old and more championships to come. You could just hear that in her voice. She is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. How about other sports? Did you play anything? Do you still keep up with other sports within your life?
Yeah, so in high school, I played soccer and I swam. I still swim from time to time, but not as well as I did in high school. I was also in the marching band, and then in college, I continued in the marching band for my first year at college before I took a break so I could do some work while also in school.
Well, I think the work has worked out for you, at least on the racetrack. Holly Weiss, the track champion. Any one of those things quickly with about 20 seconds to go help you in the race car from one sport to the other?
Yeah, I think that like swimming and marching band all correlate because of the breathing aspect. When I'm in my race car, it's definitely stressful sometimes, so I have to breathe through things, and all of those correlate with breathing techniques.
Well, Holly Weiss used all of that and more to grab this championship at Dixieland Speedway, Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Where can we follow you on the internet?
Our main source of information comes from Weiss Motorsports, which is the Facebook page that I update on the regularly, where we advertise our sponsors and everyone that makes this possible, because it really does take a whole team, a whole family.
Congratulations, Holly. Thank you for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Fiddles and rain, damn these fiddles and rain.
Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout. Awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his victory at the American Sprint Car Series run at Crete County in Oklahoma that you may have watched on Dirt Vision, Zach Dahm. welcome to the show and the profabrication.com hotline. The Zach Dom that's been on this show before, race late models. What's the difference here?
Yeah. A couple letters are a little bit different there, but I know we got confused at the Dome a couple of years ago when we were able to run midgets there. So they kept calling us Zach Dom to do something, and I just assumed they were talking about him, but they weren't. So I was late to wherever I needed to be.
Oh, my. Well, Zach Dom, our guest from Pocahontas, Illinois, is the winner from the American Sprint Car Series run at Creek County over the last weekend, beating out the champion, Sam Haferdief Jr., of that series on some pretty impressive kind of mid-race, late-race runs. What's it like with a restart with, a dozen-ish to go, and you got the guy going for the points championship to your outside? You still got the work to do to get your first win. What's going on inside the race car at that moment?
At that point in time, you've already kind of played out the whole race in your head and know what's going on. So, I felt like we were getting better and better as the race went on, so I knew if I could just get to him on the restart and pressure him a little bit, I felt like the bottom was going to get better and better, the last 10 laps or so. So it worked out well for us. And, the bottom just got faster and faster. The top got slower and slower because it just got more tricky to run. So anytime you can beat Sam Haferdief in a 360 race, I feel like that's a kind of a feather in your cap.
It definitely is. Zach Dom, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, got that feather and the trophy and all the accolades from Creek County in the American Sprint Car Series last weekend, taking the lead right in the 30-ish lap area and then holding off, as we said, the newly crowned Sam Haferdief Jr. for that victory. And interesting, you're running out west. Is west where you go? Is Ohio, Oklahoma? Do you like states with O's? Which way do you go when you point from one way or the other out of Pocahontas?
Yeah, the only thing my truck knows is home. other than that, it doesn't know which way it's going every week, and it's fun enough to chase any one thing. I just look at the schedule on Monday for what's going to play out the next week and just try to see if I turn left or I turn right out of the shop and see which way makes the most sense for me to go that week. So this week was about the only game in town other than midgets out in California. So obviously 10 grand payday, that's kind of enticing to go run. And so that's what we chose this week. And, next year we'll probably do about the same. Just see what looks enticing and head that way.
And a true free agent, Zach Dom, winner at the American Sprint Car Series run at Creek County last weekend. He has ran in Ohio, running all across the country, and we're glad to have him on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. They've got midget headers coming for a couple of different brands at Profabrication. You've ran midgets. In fact, you were a car owner for a late model guy there. Go back to the late model things. What was it like owning a car for Jonathan Davenport at the Chili Bowl while we got you on that?
That was pretty cool. The only hard part was fitting him in there. He's such a big, he's a big dude. And I always said he's like 7 foot tall, but wears a size medium shirt. He's all leg. And so we had to, trying to cram him down in a midget cockpit wasn't much fun. And he loves to tell the story. I know he's told it. I've been around a few different times and he's like, man, they tried to kill me. I think he enjoyed it, and it was pretty cool to get somebody of his nature in a race car. So that was fun, and it was just a fun week.
Definitely so. Zach Dom, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Not only racing midgets, owning midgets for the likes of Jonathan Davenport, and now winning in a 360 winged sprint car. Looks very much like you would see the World of Outlaws, only has just a pinch off of their extreme power in that series. Zach Dom winning at Creek County in Oklahoma. Going from the open cockpit midgets and non-winged sprint cars to the winged version, is that wind around the cockpit much different inside the ones that you just raced and took the victory? And how do you explain that to people? Is it calmer? Is it more turbulent? How does it work?
I would say it's calmer inside of a wing car. You know, I think the air gets directed towards the wing more than you know, through a non-wing car, whereas you're taking the point force of the air. So, you know, obviously big tracks is a lot different than what it would normally be versus a short track like what we were at Creek County. But it's, you know, it's definitely, you know, nothing really compares to the two. Non-wing and wing, it's totally different. So it's a little bit of a learning curve, but it's a fun one to go try and do.
Well, and fun when you can end up at Victory Lane at Creek County Speedway in the American Sprint Car Series, just like our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Zach Dom, did last weekend. And talking about short tracks and learning, you grew up at a track kind of close to my heart. I had been there back in the day with our son, I-70 quarter midget track. What's it like growing up at a racetrack with your folks running the show back in those days?
Yeah, it was. I think I was at a racetrack when I was 6 weeks old, so it's all I've ever known. And it, you know, we ran the quarter midget track there here in Greenville for a long time. And I guess I'll probably be stepping into that role again this year when my boy starts racing. So we'll, you know. They say life comes full circle, so it'll be full circle again come springtime.
Full circle for Zach Dom, who made the tight confines of Creek County in Oklahoma his victory in the American Sprint Car Series on Dirt Vision. Where can we follow your adventures on the internet so we can keep up with the racer, the father, the team owner, and all the rest that you're doing?
Facebook and Twitter is probably the easiest. I don't think I have a website anymore, so Dom Motorsports is the Twitter handle and up the Facebook handle too. So I don't get on there very much, but sometimes I have something good to say.
Well, it'll be neat to watch the father and son racing next year. And of course, this year winner of the American Sprint Car Series go at Creek County. Zach Dom, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, will be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. There's still racing going on all across the southern half of the United States, from California all the way to South Carolina and all kinds of places in between. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza, Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.